Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate stand adjourned pursuant to the Constitution.
And with that, the first regular session of the 99th General Assembly drew to an official close, adjourning sine die late Monday morning.
You have it. We are adjourned.
Approximately 4 hours later, the gavel fell again, this time to bring lawmakers in for the extraordinary session of the 99th General Assembly. At issue is the potential for two different businesses, an aluminum smelter and a steel mill. Senator Gary Romine of Farmington says sometimes potential companies that could come to an area don't reveal their identity at first.
I made contact with the Department of Economic Development. There is no public record of any steel mill that's made an application with this state through the Department of Economic Development.
Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City adds the governor kept his reason for this extraordinary session slim.
And the only reason why I think that this is potentially extraordinary is because it fits in the same silo of other economic development calls that we've had, where we had Bombardier and Boeing and Ford.
By the day following, House Bill 1 would be introduced. The measure would authorize the Missouri Public Service Commission to approve a special rate for certain facilities. Part of Wednesday was spent on the proposal in the Missouri House of Representatives, where it passed 120-17. By Thursday, it was the Missouri Senate's turn.
This hearing,
the Missouri Senate
Commerce,
Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment Committee took a little more than 2 hours to hear testimony on House Bill 1. Senator Doug Leibla of Poplar Bluff is the bill handler.
District that I represent, down around the New Madrid area, the particular issue that we're talking about here today, but as we go through this, I think we'll find that it could be also opportunity for all across the state.
But Senator Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis says we have no guarantees if either of these opportunities will happen.
This is legislation that we're passing during this extraordinary session, and at the same time, we don't really know if that company from India will even come here.
The committee voted 10-1 to send the measure to the full Missouri Senate for its consideration, which happened on Friday.
The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the
Missouri
Senate
senators approve House Bill 1 by a 24-5 vote? Next stop is the governor's desk. There is a time element in place, as supporters say they need the bill signed by June 1st in order to have everything in place for getting the businesses in Missouri. Next up for lawmakers will be the annual veto session in September. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.